Welcome back to the latest episode of EIQ Cast. My name is Ross Levanto, and I'm your host. And I'm joined today by EIQ Network's product evangelist, John Linkus. John, welcome back.
Thanks, Ross, and as always, thanks for listening in, people.
Today we're going to talk about some comments that were made this past week by an executive at Visa named Adrian Phillips discussing recent issues that have arisen in the industry related to PCI and the rules given by the PCI Council regarding close control and protection of credit card information. John, one way to start off with is the kind of one of the main topics related to this conversation by this Visa executive related to a claim that Visa made a few weeks back that it has no evidence of any breach or theft of credit card information that has happened from an entity that is actually PCI compliant, which to the industry seems somewhat of a bold claim. I'm just curious, you know, what your thoughts are starting off related to that particular claim and the comments that were made this week.
Yeah, and not only is it a bold claim, but it's also counter to several of the organizations that have had breaches in recent months. And I'm thinking specifically of Heartland Payment Systems, where Heartland said, we are indeed PCI DSS compliant. And as a result, this is now being countered by Visa. So there's certainly some question there, you know, around the nature of what is being PCI DSS compliant mean. Are they talking about compliant in the sense that they passed an audit at a point in time, or are they talking about compliant in the sense that their systems are compliant from an ongoing business process perspective?
You know, we talked a few weeks back on an earlier episode about the particular data theft that happened from Heartland Payment Systems. And you talked about the fact that just because some of these entities are exactly PCI compliant at a specific moment in time doesn't mean they're not vulnerable. I guess, is that kind of a nice way to summarize it?
Yeah, absolutely true, Ross. If you look at what the PCI DSS standard states, it requires that organizations, you know, really implement a set of controls. But what it doesn't explicitly state but really implies is that organizations also need an ongoing process for continuously monitoring for gaps in those controls within their environments. And, you know, if you look at what a QSA, which is one of these auditing organizations that's certified by the PCI Security Standards Council to audit PCI scoped organizations, does. They come in and they have a very specific set of criteria for their QSA organization that says, you know, this is what it means to pass this particular control. What they're typically not looking at, though, are those governance controls, the ongoing process of monitoring within the organization. And as a result, yeah, an organization can be compliant at a very specific point in time with the PCI DSS standard, and yet they cannot have the monitoring capability to determine whether or not they ever fall out of compliance with that standard at any given time. So there's a bit of a catch-22 there.
One of the themes that came up in the conversation or the discussion this week by this Visa executive was this concept of continuous compliance, or I guess continuous adherence to the PCI rules. And is that possible, or are we just talking about a fictitious kind of concept that we'll never be able to reach?
Sure. Well, you know, as we all know, there's no such thing as 100% security. But the PCI DSS does a really good job of defining some controls that at a minimum should be in place for ensuring the confidentiality, the integrity, and the availability of cardholder data. What we run into is a situation where even though those controls are defined, organizations aren't continuously monitoring for their lapse in compliance or for the failure of those controls to work. So to answer your question, is it possible that an organization can be 100% secure at all times? No, but is it possible that an organization can know very, very close to the time of when a data breach occurs, or when a control falls out of place, that control is no longer working, or that the data has been breached or is about to be breached, and can then act on it and react to it very, very quickly? Absolutely, yes. So what it really comes down to is an issue of timing, really. How quickly can organizations identify, respond, and react and respond to potential breaches and other bad things related to information security that go on in their environment?
And to get back to the earlier claim made related to the PCI rules, that there's been no breach of information from an entity that was PCI compliant, I guess what they were referring to be specific, was that immediate period right after compliance was actually certified, right? I mean, there's a period of time, I guess, shortly thereafter a check was made or compliance was verified, that you could assume that perhaps an organization could have slipped out of compliance or had an issue. Is that an oversimplification of what they said, or is that somewhat accurate?
Well, yeah, no, that's pretty accurate. I mean, you, in all likelihood, what you've got is a situation where Heartland may well have been PCI compliant at a specific period of time, and then had a breach after that that period of certification, and that breach was then caused by either the failure of a PCI DSS control, or perhaps by the breach of data, because the controls were in place but they weren't being actually monitored. So again, within the realm of the PCI DSS, you can say, hey, you need to make sure that you're tracking and keeping track of when people access systems, but does that mean that you've actually got someone there or some technology in place monitoring for that access and abuses of that access? And those are two very different questions that yield different results and different definitions, if you will, of what compliance means.
What exactly is there any sort of best practice kind of recommendation you would give towards companies who maybe have read the interview, by the way, which appeared this week on bankinfosecurity.com with this Visa executive? What sorts of best practice kind of recommendations would you make to them to kind of head toward this fictitious dream of continuous compliance?
Sure. Well, there are a couple of things to keep in mind. One thing to keep in mind is that the PCI DSS in particular, and let's assume here that we're talking about just organizations that have to deal with the DSS, the DSS is a minimum set of requirements. It doesn't mean that the organization should just simply implement what is defined in the DSS and then, wash their hands and say, okay, everything's hunky-dory, we're now PCI DSS compliant and we don't have to worry about things. The reality is that security requires, by definition, continuous vigilance. And that means looking at the information in your environment, looking at the results of those controls that have been put in place by the PCI DSS requirement within your organization. And that means a couple of things. It means having the right governance in place, making sure that you've got people that are focused solely on information security and ensuring that confidentiality and integrity and availability. It also means having the appropriate technologies in place to be able to monitor for unusual changes in the environment or proactively look at things that could potentially be pointing to breaches of data. So it's really a combination of the people, process, and technology that we hear about in so many other areas and so many other business processes that really is critical to the success of this type of a program. I would also point out that, as you look at PCI DSS, some of the controls that are in there, again, are a minimum recommended set of standards, or minimum required set of standards, but that doesn't mean that organizations can't, for example, beef up their encryption of data for data that is in transit between, say, a retailer and a credit card clearinghouse, or even between the clearinghouse and the financial institution, which appears to be the nexus and where a lot of breach attempts in recent months have occurred. So, I would encourage organizations to implement their controls based not only on the minimum requirements of the PCI DSS, but also based on what they're seeing out there in the environment today.
It's a good point, especially since we now know we have specific reason, obviously, to believe that the breaches that are happening when there's unencrypted data kind of traveling in transport. So that's a very good point on your behalf.
Exactly. If you look at the typical process of credit cards getting transactions, organizations today have actually done a very good job, for the most part, of ensuring that data is encrypted while it's on their systems. That's a key requirement of PCI DSS. And one of the statements that was made in that interview with the Visa executive is that organizations are doing better at that, and I believe that's absolutely true. But what that means is now that the focus of attempted breaches and accesses of data are occurring for that data in motion as opposed to at rest. And that simply becomes another attack vector that organizations need to be careful about securing in the appropriate way.
Those of you listening can read the full interview at bankinfosecurity.com. There's also a link to the article through the EIQ Network's blog, which is available through the EIQ Network site. John, that's all the time we have today. Thanks so much again for joining us, and I'm sure we'll have you on again soon. We're coming up to trade show season, of course, in RSA, and EIQ Networks will be there, as John will be there, of course. But John, thanks for chatting today, and I'm sure we'll chat next time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ross, and thanks for listening, everyone.
And everyone out there listening, this has been the EIQ Cast.
This podcast was produced by EIQ Networks, a provider of enterprise security and compliance management solutions. For more information, visit EIQ Networks on the web at www.eiqnetworks.com. EIQ Networks, security and compliance management redefined.